Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 16th of July 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. 2019 World Cup champions England were mistakenly awarded an extra run during their nail-biting win over New Zealand at Lord's. Former umpire Simon Toffle, who is now a member of the Sports Chief Rules Committee, said a freak fielding deflection of Ben Stokes' bat that raced to the boundary saw the team awarded 6 runs with 3 balls to go in the final over. But Toffle told Fox Sports Australia that the umpires had made a clear mistake as the batsmen had not crossed for their second run. Toffle said, and I quote, "They should have been awarded 5 runs, not 6," unquote. He added that Adil Rashid should have faced the second last ball instead of Stokes. Toffle, a 5-time winner of the International Cricket Council's Umpire of the Year, now sits on the Marylebone Cricket Club, or the MCC Laws Subcommittee, the worldwide custodian of cricket's sometimes rather obscure rules of play. That said, the Australian defended the match umpires, who he said had to make a complicated judgment, and claimed it would be unfair to say the decision altered the outcome of the tournament. Toffle explained, and I quote, "Unfortunately, that sort of thing happens from time to time. It's a part of the game that we play. I don't wish to nitpick, just hope it never happens in such moments ever again," unquote. Virat Kohli and Jasprit Bumrah retained their positions at the top of the ICC batsmen and bowlers rankings following the conclusion of the World Cup. Meanwhile, players from England and New Zealand, the champions and runners-up respectively, moved up the rankings after featuring in an exhilarating final at Lord's on Sunday. The latest rankings update takes into account performances from the semi-finals and the final. Player of the tournament, Kane Williamson, reached a career-high 799 points after the semi-final against India, in which he made an important 67 runs. His compatriot, Ross Taylor, ended the tournament in fifth place, having reached a career-best 841 rating points earlier in the tournament. New Zealand's seam bowler Matt Henry's consistency has taken him back into the world's top 10. He took 3 wickets in the semi-finals and 1 in the final. His previous best was 4th position in 2016. Ben Stokes entered the World Cup on a career-best 694 points, gaining 5 places and moving into the top 20 and to within 2 places of his career-best of 18th 2 years ago. Jason Roy's 85 from 65 balls in the semi-final win over Australia saw him enter the top 10 for the first time. Chris Wokes's efforts of 3 for 20 in the semi-final and 3 for 37 in the final lifted him to a career-best 676 points and 7th place, just behind the 6th position he reached in April 2017. In the team rankings, England have increased their lead over second-placed India to 3 points after their maiden World Cup triumph. In news from the Tour de France, Belgian rookie Wout Van Aert won stage 10 of the race on Monday as Julian Alaphilippe extended his overall lead after a blistering late charge split the peloton. Van Aert, who is on his debut tour, did well in the Spring Classics and won 2 stages on the Criterium du Dauphine after converting from cyclocross. He's the latest breakout star on an unpredictable 2019 tour. He said, and I quote, "That's 3 stage wins for us so far. It was great for me and Steven Kruijswijk. I came from the back with a really fast launch. I planned it that way because it is the fastest way to finish, and I was surprised to see they left a big gap for me to come through," unquote. Yellow jersey wearer Alaphilippe started the attack from 20 kilometers out, and defending champion Geraint Thomas and his Ineos team joined in to leave at least 5 of their rivals trailing 1 minute 36 seconds adrift at the finish in the red-roofed southeastern town of Albi on the banks of the Tarn River. Alaphilippe, in top spot, leads second-placed Thomas by 1 minute 12 seconds. A second Ineos rider, Egan Bernal, is 1 minute 16 seconds away, and Van Aert's teammate, Steven Kruijswijk, is another 11 seconds off in fourth. Slovak star Peter Sagan, the best-paid rider in the peloton, at €4 million per season, won in Albi 6 years ago, but finished sixth on Monday. After Tuesday's break, the second half of the Tour de France is packed with high-altitude racing. Their dominant performance on the international circuit notwithstanding, star wrestlers Bajrang Punia and Vinesh Phogat will not receive any exemptions from World Championship trials, said the Wrestling Federation of India. Vinesh has won back-to-back gold medals, Yasar Dogu and Grand Prix of Spain, that is, in her new 53kg category, while Bajrang has lost just one bout, the 2018 World Championship final, in his last 10 international assignments. WFI said it wants to give all grapplers equal opportunity to qualify for the next year's Tokyo Olympics. It will conduct the men's trials on the 25th of July in Sonepat, while the women will compete on the 26th of July in Lucknow. The World Championship, which will be held in Kazakhstan from the 14th to the 22nd of September, will also be an Olympic qualification event. WFI Assistant Secretary Vinod Tomar said, and I quote, "We don't want to deny the opportunity to any wrestler who dreams of competing in the Olympics. World Championship assumes significance in that respect. Wrestlers in all categories are training hard and looking to create their own space. So all wrestlers have to go through trials, including Vinesh and Bajrang," unquote. Asked if celebrated wrestler Sushil Kumar, who is struggling to find form, will be part of the trials in 74kg or the younger lot will be preferred, Tomar said, and I quote, "If he wants to compete, we will allow him. We have not yet heard from him, but if he is training in Russia, he must have the Worlds in mind. Even if he informs us on the 23rd of July he is in for trials, he is still our best. Jitender had a chance, but neither he nor Parveen Rana did something noticeable. They did not win even at Asian level. Parveen even moved his category up to 79. There's his junior guy, Parveen Malik, who seems good. He might be the one for future in this category. As of now, Sushil is our best bet, even when he is not in great form," unquote. Ghana, Guyana and Pakistan on Monday pulled out of the 21st Commonwealth Table Tennis Championships beginning in Odisha on Wednesday, bringing the number of participating teams down to 12. While Ghana and Guyana did not get government clearance, Pakistan pulled out due to visa issues. Uganda and Jersey had withdrawn, citing the same reason as Ghana and Guyana. The final list of nations that are competing include Australia, Bangladesh, Cyprus, England, Malaysia, India, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Scotland, South Africa, Singapore, and Wales. Teams from Wales and South Africa were the first to arrive in Cuttack, while Australia, England, and Malaysia are expected to reach on Tuesday. The Indian team will be arriving on Tuesday as well.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.